Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
6 months after some of the worst flooding witnessed in Britain, I wanted to find out how these floods have changed Britain's policies on how we manage rivers, risks, and rising water levels. What's the future of flooding? Will climate change worsen it? And how will the government protect our property? Professor David Demerit from King's College London told me more.
The feeling is that climate change is likely to make many kinds of flooding worse. On the other hand, it's not simply more climate, more flooding. More climate change might make some ways in which flooding manifests itself more common and more dangerous, but possibly make some others less common and less dangerous. So it's complicated, but the big picture is that over the medium term, this problem is likely to get worse.
There's been calls for things like more dredging and higher embankments, and I was wondering whether this type of defense is the best way forward.
There has been a shift in Britain, and actually across the world, in strategies for how we deal with the risk of flooding. A shift from trying to engineer hard concrete defenses to managing the risks of flooding. And so that shift might involve a number of different policies and strategies. One would be less reliance on hard engineering structures and more on stream restoration and other sorts of still engineering processes, but that work with natural processes. Another aspect of shifting from flood defense to managing the risk would be the realization that maybe we can't protect everything everywhere. And so in Britain, we have committed to a policy of, officially they call it managed realignment.
Surely retreat is not a popular choice since so much property is built on floodplains and on the coast. With that in mind, how do you think governments are going to proceed?
So one way that we could prevent flooding is, well, we just won't let anyone live in a place that is prone to flooding. So this was something that happened in France. People didn't like it. Huge protests. But that's one way that we could manage flooding. You can't live there. Another way that we could manage flooding is we could build great big high walls, and so the water would never come in your kitchen. Of course, you'd never see the river. The other thing, of course, about building great big high walls is it's expensive, cost a lot of money. But that's something that could be done. So in the Netherlands, the government position is that we're not going to tolerate flooding, and the government in the Netherlands is prepared to spend enormous sums of money to prevent it from happening. So the flood and coastal erosion risk management budget for England is £535 million. The water management budget for the Netherlands is something on the order of £4.3 billion. So if you're prepared to spend 7, 8, 9 times as much money, you might get Dutch standards of protection, but we're not. And so we have managed retreat, we protect some places, we offer no protection to other places. And in some places, we only provide so much protection. And beyond that, when you have extraordinary rain, a certain amount of flooding is tolerated as a kind of acceptable risk. So that there's a sort of line beyond which you're on your own.